Hello, everyone. We are your hosts, Susan and Jill. We are longtime educators who are here to share with you all things education. We want to inspire you, help you innovate, dream new visions, and best of all, make you laugh. The education field is not an easy one, but we do it because we love kids and we want the very best for them. Join us as we laugh, learn, and get schooled with Kale Education and Company. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Get Schooled with Kale Education and Company. We are your hosts, Jill and Susan. Hi, Sue.
Hey.
Okay. She loves the name Sue.
Okay, really? There could be Sues listening. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I have lots of good friends.
I don't have a problem with Sue.
Lots, but I have several friends that are named Sue. It's great.
They're lovely.
It's an entirely different name.
It is.
It's not a nickname. It's not Susan. Like, I put the chocolate candy
down. She has preference.
I just am saying, like, your name's Jill. I'm not going to call you Jennifer.
Ooh, that'd be a bad choice. that was a rough choice.
I may or may not have just made a faux pas in that, husband's ex-wife perhaps is named Jennifer.
That's true. So if she's going to pick a name, that probably isn't one to choose.
Jessica.
That's good. I can do that.
All right. I'm just saying.
I like it.
Fine job.
Okay.
Well.
Halloween's tomorrow.
Holy jeez. I don't know
Are you
people
ready?
Will hear this, but my guarantee is that when people do hear this, they will still be recovering from whatever tomorrow holds.
But here's what you get to do when you have your own school. We're not having school on Wednesday morning after Halloween.
No.
A half day. We're going to let the sugar just sink in, mm-hmm. Let the kids sleep in.
It's when we're doing all of our data and PD.
We are.
Yeah, you're right.
We're going to come in and do work with the other teachers.
I do the calendar planning.
And the calendar? Okay.
I did the planning.
Oh, account. You did? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't follow you there.
Listen,
for a second.
I got it, Linda.
I got it. That was just good planning.
So I like
the kids get to sleep in. The parents get to go a little slower because tomorrow night will be a late night. And we get to do the work that we need to do before we have parent-teacher conferences. It's fantastic.
It is.
Check and check.
Check, check.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, as we prepare and Jill's eating more chocolate candy bars.
I've eaten a lot of chocolate candy bars today.
What's on the docket for discussion? I know we've got a good one today.
We do have a good one today. So,
not easy, but good.
Not easy. And I can't tell you we have like all the answers, but we will sure give you our experience. This is for our microschool friends out there. And some of the questions that come up on the page of Microschool Founders is, how do you know when you can hire a teacher? Now, that sounds like a simple question. When you have enough kids, you hire the teachers. But in microschool world, you have to have the money mm-hmm. to hire the teacher.
Yeah.
And so this is actually a pretty big conundrum that we've been back and forth with for 3 years now.
Yeah. 3 years.
Yeah.
And like you said, I don't know that we've completely solved it, but mm-hmm. I would say, I don't know what you would say, criteria not being in terms of the person you're hiring. Like we're going to assume mm-hmm. that any person we're going to hire is going to be outstanding in
for sure.
his or her craft. Right. So yeah. Like I'm taking that off the table. That's an assumption. I think the first generalization I would say is don't overlook or dismiss part-time people.
Yep.
I think that would be
so true.
We have gotten more bang for our buck mm-hmm. in terms of quality
mm-hmm.
and affordability
for the business side.
Really, for the business side.
For sure.
For part-time, from part-time
yep.
folks. And then you just know so much about them. Like, I mean, they just come to you with a wealth of experience. I mean, these are people that were really, I mean, here's the deal. If you're young and you leave the teaching profession to raise kiddos and you are enticed by a part-time job, that just shows somebody's heart in terms of how eager they are to be in a classroom. Mm-hmm. So that's a win. I feel like.
Right.
If you're looking at somebody that's older and perhaps retired mm-hmm. that's looking for a part-time job, mm-hmm. the same thing applies. You're still talking to someone who is passionate about being in the classroom, and they still feel solid and passionate about the fact they have something to offer. So being able to make schedules work, it's nice because you're not locked into anything.
Yeah.
And I think you can mold positions for what mm-hmm. you're looking for, as opposed from the business lens of paying somebody all day for a job that maybe you only need in the morning.
Right.
So part-time people would be huge.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say we're also looking for people all the time. Now, we do not put out posts, job posts. Mm-mm. We haven't had to yet. I think that's probably fortunate for us.
Oh, very.
Because we came from the education world, we know a lot of teachers. And so we go to them. Mm-hmm. There is no shame in our game. No. When we contact these fantastic teachers who have either retired or we hear are staying home with their kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, we find them.
Yeah.
And so I always tell Suze, I like to keep our bench full.
She does.
I do. Because I like to know who might be wanting something mm-hmm. out there. And I think what Susan said about scheduling is the key. You have to find someone who knows how to schedule your day well. Mm-hmm. So we find great people. We find what they're really good at. And then I hand it to Susan and I say, can you make this work with the schedule? Because we got someone phenomenal.
Yeah.
But they can only come on these days at this time. Mm-hmm. And so because she's willing all the time now, I'm not going to look directly in her eyes because sometimes I'm pretty sure she wants to punch me in the face. But because doing a schedule is really, really hard. And when one thing falls, a lot of things fall. And so I think as business owners, you have to be willing to work those difficult schedules to get the great people.
Yeah.
And that has been something that we were willing to do from day one. Mm-hmm. So we find the good person, we get them in here around our kids because that's what our kids deserve. And Susan somehow makes it all magically work.
Well, and I would say too, really being honest about what the deficit is. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, and we've shared this, I mean, I don't know, many, many podcasts ago about how Jill and I got to be in business together. Cause this, when we first started on this venture, I mean, we knew each other, but we weren't hanging out on the weekends, mm-hmm. really. I mean, so that has definitely grown. And I think part of the attraction is Jill is everything I am not in terms of attributes that are going to be necessary yeah. to mm-hmm. run a productive business yeah. and a productive school. So I think what started, and this is all, I'm coming back to the point of hiring, but the philosophical black and whites mm-hmm. were identical.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that that's really important. When you go to hiring additional people, mm-hmm. philosophically, they need to be absolutely positively step
in line
with what you're doing. If you are diehard science of reading, mm-hmm. don't go hiring a reading teacher that's not diehard science of reading or isn't willing to learn, right? Or doesn't want to grow in that with that professionally.
Right.
I'm not saying that they have to be the world's greatest. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all learning, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of philosophy and best practice, mm-hmm. you're looking for someone who has those same intentions.
I would agree.
And the other thing, so that's that the philosophical place has to be for mm-hmm. sure. But the next thing I would say is hiring people that have different strengths. Yes. Like that is huge. Mm-hmm. And if you're an educational leader and you're functioning in a high highly successful building, mm-hmm. I would say you have probably found a way to be okay with your self-esteem by admitting the things you don't do well and hiring the people that fill those voids.
Right.
I had to have those folks. Yeah, those were my paper clips. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if I started calling them that or they start, but they knew. I mean, like, and I couldn't have made it a day without them. Mm-hmm. It's no different here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so what are, when Jill and I sat down and started talking about what would this person look like? We didn't have, you're not going to have necessarily a name in front of you. We got lucky because we started a school in a community in which we knew a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But even in knowing a lot of people, we had to look for the characteristics that we needed first. Mm-hmm. And there could have been five people that had come to see us about a job, but we knew our very first year when we needed to make our very first part-time hire, what that person needed to be like, right. What she needed to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. When we made our next hire part-time, it was the same thing. And if you can find folks that bring something different to the table than what you are bringing, mm-hmm. more power to you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's key for sure. And then finding somebody that can figure out the schedule for you. And I mean, that is an art.
Like, the scheduling part?
If you're listening to this, you should call Susan. Because, I mean.
Thanks, Jill.
That's true. I can't do it. Even the schools that I help now, like I'll look at their building schedule mm-hmm. and I try to help them. Mm-hmm. But I'm not good at seeing that master schedule of where kids go. I mean, she makes fun of me because she'll redo the schedule and then I literally have to see it. She hands me this very nice, neat, like here's.
I'm pretty sure she still does not know our schedule.
I don't really. I have to, if I can't physically see the kids moving and where they go, I can't lock it in my brain for whatever reason. And so sometimes I just hang out and act like I'm helping, but really I'm trying to figure out the schedule. that's true. So you need to find someone that can help you with that. We would be happy to help you with that. Oh, Susan would be happy to help you with that. But you need to find someone who can help you because that will really help you decide, do I need someone? How long do I need them? And then you have to maximize your budget because that's what it comes down to. And I mean, if we're being completely honest, you know, I mean, when we started, it was me and Susan, and then we had someone helping us, like, get all of the enrollment and all of that kind of thing up and going.
So and that poor lady, she was great. She was organized. She would do it all. The problem is when it's your first time doing it, you don't know what you're having her do. And so for us, that was something like that was a misstep for us because we're all learning and perhaps I am not this way, but my buddy Jill here, I mean, she has to live it all, like every single step. I mean, she's very like A, B, C, D, like, and
I got to have a plan.
And when you're filling, when every form is the first mm-hmm. time you filled out a form and when every time you talk to the banker, you're not sure where the conversation really needs to go. And when you're asking for this or who do you go to for that? Mm-hmm. I think it's really hard. You know, we were wanting what we thought was we were wanting this a great business administrator, mm-hmm. right? Well, sure we did.
Right.
She'd been great. But we were way too early.
We were way too early.
And I know that caused, I mean, we love her, she loves us, but I know that caused there were more days than not that caused frustration for her.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because, well, what am I doing?
None of us.
I don't know. Yeah. But I'm going to go teach these children now. Right. So good luck.
Right. I think when you get started, you can do a lot of it yourself. You know, we started in August. We didn't have our part-time person start till October. And I think the other thing you have to know and be ready for, at least in our situation, in our experience, you're not paying yourself for a while.
No.
And so when you bring on that part-time teacher, you're probably going to pay them perhaps before you pay yourself. Now, that was a choice we made. And there are all kinds of, you know, pay yourself first plans and things like that. And now if I looked back, I probably could do that a little better for us. Mm-hmm. But at first, that whole first 6-7 months, we did not pay ourselves. We used the money to run the business. We used the money to pay our part-time teacher. You had to buy insurance. We had to buy workman's comp. We had to buy supplies. You know, there was a lot. There are a lot of things that go into to beginning.
But we took a very small business loan out. I mean, we weren't sure how this was going to work. It was right on the heels of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so when we decided in terms of a business loan, it was just something that we knew we could pay back. It wouldn't kill us for the rest of our lives.
And that is how we planned it.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, personally, mm-hmm. we could have taken half each mm-hmm. and paid it off and not been in a lot of trouble personally, financially. And that's how much that's what our number was.
But now if you're not in that situation, you could say, you know, I'm going to pay myself X amount of money through this.
Out of that. Yes.
So I think there's ways to get around it. We just chose not to because we felt like at the time there were better. We wanted to keep that loan real low.
We did.
And there were other places we needed to put that money first because you're going to grow. I mean, I think you're going to grow.
You will. And you won't believe it at the time, but you'll grow faster than you think you will. And you're going to know when you're ready for another teacher because you're going to feel it. And you're going to then have lived a few months to know if you have the money to pay for another person. And once you feel like you can do that and you've prioritized your other budget, then you're ready to add another teacher, which is why I say you have to keep your bench full.
Yeah.
Because we say to people all the time, you tell us when you're ready. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you when we're ready, and hopefully it'll match. And if not, we'll keep working until it does. But we still deal with that. You know, like, are we ready to add another person? How many hours do we need? I think that is that will be common forever.
I agree.
That's always going to happen.
I agree. And I'm going to stick this in there, although it's kind of random, but I'll forget it if I don't. I think for those of you that maybe are in a situation where you don't have, like when we were at the micro school conference, there were many micro schools like in really rural areas, which is so cool. But I think sometimes in rural areas, you can get in a situation where your best friend or this parent wants to help teach, or if you're ready to add staff, maybe you're bringing that person on. Or if you've been in education and you're in a huge community, you're going to have people that are going to want to come, and you might love them dearly as people, but that doesn't mean they're going to fill the box that you need filled. So just be really, I think going back to what we said earlier, philosophically, they need to be in line. They need to fill a void that perhaps is a skill set that where you might be weaker or you just don't have the experience. Mm-hmm. But I think a good way to do that is through subbing. Mm-hmm. I think there's an opportunity.
Invite people in to sub
and just see. In my opinion, the people that work really well for us are people with a lot of initiative that are very confident in their craft as a teacher and their ability to work with kids. Mm-hmm. So they are independent in the classroom, wherever the setting is, outside, in the classroom, in the hallway, it doesn't matter. You have to have people like that in micro schools because everybody's driving. Right. And, you know, Jill and I might own this, but we're teaching every minute of every single day. Mm-hmm. And so my plan time and your plan time, they're no different than anybody else's. Right. And so really having people that are self-motivated and pretty confident in terms of their role within a school setting. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. And I think one way to see that, if you don't have a bench full of people, you know, professionally, not because you're hanging out with them on Friday or Saturday, but people that maybe you don't know professionally, I think the more people you can get into sub and do some teamwork with and some, you know, I think that's a really good way with a low stress, but huge decision making process.
It is. That's true. Yeah. I would say we also, the school is a draw for us to have some parents who want to stay home with their children mm-hmm. because their kids can come here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's another thing that we use as a way to
part-time.
Get great people. Mm-hmm. Part-time. I mean, we have a couple full-time, mm-hmm. right, that have their kids here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so that kind of tipped their yes to us mm-hmm. because they're going to also be here with their kids all day, which mm-hmm. they loved.
And their kids were school age, so they weren't exactly. going to be able to be at home any longer
Correct.
With them.
Yeah. So that has been a good way to find really great people, too. We do a discount for teachers that work full time. On their tuition. So that's something else we'd be happy to talk to anybody about if you're wondering how to make that happen or what you should set that at. And we, that has been an evolution too. Mm-hmm. Knowing your numbers is really important. And I think you hear that over and over and over again. But the truth is when you start out, you don't know your numbers. Mm-mm. You're just doing the best you can.
Yeah.
Like we've made tons of mistakes. Things that I would definitely do differently, but there's no way I could change it because I wouldn't know that unless we'd lived it, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, for sure.
So we've gotten a lot smarter mm-hmm. in 3 years, but it's always soft money.
Yeah. Oh, for
you
know? Sure.
And so you're planning the best you can, but people's circumstances change all the time. Mm-hmm. And so we always build with the least amount in mind so that we have a little more room to grow if we need to. So those are all strategies that are different for every single business, but really important to figure out. Yeah. And I wish we would have had someone to talk to about that, because the numbers part and figuring out the numbers and figuring out when to add people and figuring out how taxes go in and figuring out how all the other things, all the other fixed costs that you have, like that was a lot of trial and error on our part.
Well, we talked about this at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we've talked about it since, but I can remember we had really good people that came along and mm-hmm. gave us some really solid advice.
Yeah.
Friends of ours that were other business owners, whatever. But somebody had suggested we get in touch with the women's business. Mm-hmm.
Women's business
center here in our town. And she was fantastic. Don't hear me say anything other than she was fantastic. But I do think one of the things that's different is we're school. Mm-hmm. We're not making anything.
Right.
So
it's all a service.
It's all a service. Mm-hmm. And I think often with school, there can be a pretty lofty, if you allow it to get there can be a pretty lofty investment mm-hmm. into your really good service, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But we can't, demand can't go up and we just manufacture more t-shirts,
right?
I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
And so those are the things I do think that when we started 3 years ago, we did not even know there was a micro school anything. Like mm-hmm. We just knew little pods. I think pods was the technical term as we had.
Coming off COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I think I would really encourage you, whether it's KLED & Co. or somebody else within the micro school setting movement, if you will, really, even if you're accessing resources, human resources or whatever in your own community, I would really encourage you to reach out. Like I said, either, you know, we're happy to talk to anybody, but find somebody mm-hmm. in the micro school movement, because the service of a school is going to be very, very different, mm-hmm. I feel like you mm-hmm. will find, mm-hmm. than any other service industry. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be different.
Yep.
There'll be some similarities, but mm-hmm. overall, owning your own business in this capacity.
Yeah.
You're still an educator at the end of the day.
Right.
And I'm telling you, as you're listening, you're going to think with your educator heart 100% of the time
all
first.
The time.
And
that doesn't change.
That's not going to change. However, there are going to be some times where that's also going to require some really hard decision making. Mm-hmm. And I think having people that are on the same mission as, mm-hmm. as you, I think it helps.
Yeah, for sure. So I hope that's helpful as you're thinking about when do I add teachers, how do I add teachers. Those are just some little tips that worked for us as we navigated that road and continue to navigate that road.
I had a lot to say today, Jill.
I know. Well, I mean, it's a big topic.
Yeah, it is. I had a lot.
You did.
Kind of thirsty now.
You did well. Shall we go get a drink?
Thanks. Worked really hard on that one.
You did. All right, everybody. Well, you can find us at our website, www.kaleedco.com, or you can find us on Facebook under that same name, Kale Edco. And we have a Missouri Micro Schools page as well. So that's a private page where people can share their thoughts and questions and get answers. So we'd love for you to join that as well so we can continue these conversations and help you as much as possible.
Yeah, we really want to be impactful for others. I saw a teacher that used to teach at my building at the football game a couple weekends ago. And she had said she and a colleague were talking about, I just wish we could go start our own school. And I said, well, when you're ready, come see we'll us. And then we had another friend here locally that had said the same thing and had reached out. So just know that it's all about kids. Yes. It's all about making a difference for kids.
It is.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.